Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. The Dragon, Goran Dragic, joining us there on the show.
Guys.
Goran, what's going on, dude? How are you, man? How's things been?
I'm good. What about you guys? Long time no see.
Yeah. Long time no see, dude. No, listen, I saw you at the game on a couple nights ago, game six.
And
crazy game, man. That was a wild one. Did you, like, when you go to that, Goran, do you think Miami can bounce back from that? Or did you think, like, oh no, this is gut punch and that's a tough one to come back from?
You know what? I was a little bit skeptical, you know, because when you lose game like that and you have to go and play game seven away, it's like, okay, I don't know if they can bounce back. But then when I saw a post-game interview by Spo, I was like, okay, they're ready. they want that game right away. So, and I knew that, you know, Jimmy going to show up, Bam, everybody else. So it was amazing game seven.
He's a Spo's a maniac. Gogi, like, he's been sounding like, you know, drop us off in parachutes. He, like, was crazed after that game. Like, can you give us an example, your time with him? Like, what is an example of what a competitive maniac Eric Spoelstra is?
I mean, Spo is amazing. First of all, he never used no excuses, you know. Doesn't matter who is out, who is hurt. If he gonna have five guys, he's like, hey, we got enough. We're gonna go there. We're gonna make a plan. You know, we're going to play hard, and on the end of the day, we're going to live with the results. And that's what I love about Spo. He always prepares you well. You know, he's the best coach in the league right now, and he's shown that. And, you know, he just believes. And I think so that he gives that confidence to all the players that they believe too. And, you know, that's why they're in the finals.
Goran, your guy Jimmy Butler, he's been amazing this postseason. Seeing what he did in that series in Milwaukee, what was going through your mind seeing that dude? Like, he was on the next level.
You know, I think so. He's tricking people. You know how? Because the regular season he doesn't shoot threes, and then when the playoffs comes, he starts shooting threes and he's making all the threes. So. But no, I mean, Jimmy is a hell of a player, superstar in this league. I mean, he's shown that every time when the playoff starts, he just elevates his game and he's on another level. And he got that confidence and everybody is following him. And it's been unbelievable to watch him and to play alongside him. And, you know, I wish him all the best in the finals.
Talking to Goran Dragic, who's joining us here on the show. This finals matchup, Goran, what do you think of, you know, Denver's that Jokic is so damn good,
dude. Giants!
He's so damn good. Like, when you see him, you play against him, what the hell makes him so special?
I mean, everything. You know, just his size, how he's controlling the game, he's bringing the ball up. And, you know, it's really tough to stop him because he can score. He can shoot the ball from outside, and one of the best things that he has, he sees the floor. You know, you cannot just come and double team him because he's always making the right pass, and that's why he gives confidence to his teammates. And you know, last night, if you look, five different players scored double digits, and it's really tough to stop because if you go double team him, then everybody else is going to be open for a shot. So you have to pick and choose, you know, what you're going to do. So,
well, the problem is nobody's tall enough to cover up his line of sight.
I mean, yeah, I agree. But at the same time, you know, if you look at the LA Lakers series, AD is tall enough, but he could. So, you know, it's like.
Yeah.
I think you have to do you have to be okay that Jokic is going to score his, you know, because he's a dominant guy. You're not going to be able to stop him, but you have to stop everybody else around him. So,
what do you think about just putting pressure on him the second he gets the ball? So instead of just letting him just mosey up along the court, you put pressure on him in the backcourt and then cut the time that he has to view, you know, everything, and maybe that puts pressure on him to make quicker passes.
You know what? I think so that will work a little bit, but then he's like LeBron. You know, he calibrates and immediately he adjusts. So I think so he would just give ball to Murray. Okay, take the ball over. He would run, seal, and get the ball on the low post, and from there, or high post, and from there he would play.
Right.
So, you know, so it's really tough to say. And you know what I'm impressed with him? He's so big, but he got motor, man. If you watch him, he doesn't stop. He's always moving, you know.
Not very fast, but he's always moving.
Not very, not fast, but he's moving. You know what I mean? He's not still. So that's what is really crazy to me. You know, he does 1-2 dribbles. He passes the ball. Then he goes set the screen. Then he dives a pocket pass. He get the ball. He finish it or he spray it to the corner. I mean, he just knows how to play. He's similar to Bam a little bit to that regard, you know.
Right.
Goran, do you you know, Jimmy was talking after the game, like, you know, he wants to put more pressure on the rim, doesn't get a lot of free throws. What makes him tick, man? Like, when you watch Jimmy, you play a sign. When do you know that he has that mode, and when do you not? Like, when do you know, like, he's more in that facilitating, laid back mode? Like, do you know on a certain game day, like, oh, this Jimmy's just got it right away? Like, when do you know he's going to be that, you know, killer that he is, you know, Jimmy, playoff Jimmy, and when's he going to be like team guy and let everybody involved? Like, I guess, when can you tell that he's got that going on a certain night?
I mean, definitely when the playoffs start, you know, he's different Jimmy. You know, he's more passionate, more energy, more everything. You know, he challenged the guys more, you know. But, you know, what I like about Jimmy, he never forces the game. You know, he always waits the game to come to him. And doesn't matter if he's like maybe the first quarter, he always going to drive the ball. And if you watch, he always going to pass. He always going to spray the ball out and try to make his teammates more feel more comfortable, try to you know, them going, because he knows if they're going to start making shots, then he's going to have more room to operate it, you know, down the stretch. But, you know, for him, you know, he's always putting pressure on the rim, couple of layups, couple of fouls, get on the free throw lines. Then he gonna feel confident. Then he gonna take those mid-range pull-ups and then couple of threes. So, you know, it's always the same, and that's why he's so unique, because he doesn't force the issue. You know,
what do you got coming up this summer, man? What are you doing to down here in Miami? What's Goran Dragic got planned for the off season?
I mean, you know, 305 is my home anyway. So you know, I live here. My kids are here. So. In a few days, I'm going to go back to Europe to see my I'm going to the finals of Champions League, taking my son. You know, he plays soccer, so we're going to Istanbul. And then I'm going to watch my brother. He's playing in the finals too. So, yeah, I'm going to have a busy summer. I'm still deciding if I'm going to go and play in the World Cup, so we'll see.
Oh, you might come back to international ball? You thinking about making a comeback?
Yeah, maybe. You know, last year, our exit was not the best. You know, we have the really good team, and we lost in quarterfinals against the Poland.
That's like the legend coming back, dude. You're the MVP of that team that shocked everybody. Like, that would be huge news.
Now it's a little bit different. You know, Luka is the best for sure. You know, so if I'm going to come back, I'm just going to follow Luka and, you know, just to be a support, of course, not to play heavy minutes, you know, be there for the young players and be a good vet. And, you know.
How many do you have a sense of what you want next year for NBA? Like what would be the ideal scenario for you?
You know what? I still want to play another 1 or 2 years. I'm here for the, you know, a vet who knows the game and just to be a good present to the young players, you know, just to help and be the voice. So whatever comes, you know, I'm not stressing. I had a hell of a career, 15 years of NBA. So we'll see. We'll see. I'm still hungry. I still want to play, you know, 10 minutes a game. I still can give you a quick, you know, 10 points, 3, 4.
You already got your stat line ready. Hey, that's negotiating. You say, well, what can you give us, Gogi? You just give me a stat line. 10, 15 yeah, minutes?
Hey, you know, Leroy, no back-to-backs, though. Hey.
Woo! You already.
Those back-to-backs, man, whoa.
No more of that. Different.
It hits you different this time than before, man.
You paid your dues on the whole back to back score. On you don't gotta get. Well, listen, man. I mean, you know what? We're all selfish. We want you back here.
Yes.
Like, that's like ideal. Like how? Like that? Would that be an ideal scenario? Would you like one more run with Miami before it was all said and done? Or you know, listen, you had a great run here. It's not a must.
I mean, look. How should I put it? I live here. My kids are here. So definitely. You know, if I'm looking to finish my career, I mean, you know, it would be a no-brainer to finish in Miami. You know, this is my home. I spent an unbelievable 7 years here. I love all the players, all people in the front office, Coach O, Coach Spo, Coach Quinney. I mean, you know, those guys give me everything. So, and this is the city that I see myself, you know, in the future. So. Hell yeah, why not?
Before we get you out of here, man, a couple more about your about the Heat. Tyler Hero, it's maybe he's going to be making a return. How tough do you think that is, Goran, if Tyler is to kind of come back, hasn't played since since game one against you guys. Like, how tough do you think it is to get involved, Tyler, or do you think he could really provide something for this series?
You know what? I think you need all hands on deck right now. You know, doesn't matter. You know, Tyler missed what? He missed how long? 14 games?
Yeah, it's been like yeah. it's been
six
like
weeks.
Yeah, it's almost six weeks.
Yeah.
So, but you know, Tyler is a baller, man. He got that confidence. You know, the only thing I don't know about his cardio. You know, I think so. They can you know build him up. I don't know, you know, if he was doing something, but you know, he can score. He can score that ball, and I think so that. Definitely help Jimmy, you know, Bam, Gabe, you know, Martin. Because last game, you can see, you know, Jimmy was not at his best. You know, Martin was not. So they need some scoring, you know. I think so Bam was good. Of course, Bam has a tough task to do. You know, he needs to get involved with everybody. He needs to score and to defend Jokic. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You need somebody you know, you need everybody to step it up. You know, Strus to shoot the ball well, Duncan, you know, Tyler. So, yeah.
And this Udonis Haslam's last year. He says he's going to wrap it up, man. You mean that dude means the world to you, I know. But, like, you know, what is it? What do you think about UD's career coming to an end? Do you have a favorite memory with Udonis that just sticks out with your time with him?
I mean, every day with him was special. I mean, he's so funny, man. You guys should. He should say, I hope he's going to have some, I don't know, TV show or something, because I want people to see how funny he is and what a nice human being. And first of all, a great leader. I mean, I think so would be a perfect ending, you know, to win a championship on his last year. Well, I read somewhere that this is his, he was in the finals in all 3 decades or something.
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah. Yeah.
2000s,
2010. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So I think so, you know, I wish that for him, not only for him, but for Jimmy, for Spo, you know, to win it. And then, you know, if this is his last year, it would be, you know, hell of a career.
Hey, man, I can't thank you enough for giving us some time, man, during your off season. Enjoy Europe with your son. That sounds like an amazing, amazing trip, dude. And all the best to you, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
you guys,
Kobe.
You guys do a good job. I'm watching you guys show. You guys are funny, man.
we try. When he doesn't want to kill me,
you know, hey, Leroy, you need to fight back a little bit. don't let him bully you, man.
Yeah, that's what he does. He's a bully.
I'm not a bully, dude. Appreciate it. Go on.
Thanks,
take care, man.
Thanks, Gogi.
There you go.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
There you go. Goran Dragic. He's simply the best, but man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.